witnessing using creation. Now, can it be done?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book, The Great Dinosaur Mystery Solved. Well, Ken, you've been researching this topic of creation and evolution for almost 30 years now. But how can the average Christian know how to argue with knowledgeable evolutionists?
Well, Mark, I've found many people who think that they can't say much about creation or oppose evolution is because they're not scientists. But the good news is that you don't have to be an expert to oppose evolution and defend the book of Genesis. You see, the main arguments are really quite simple. And yes, it's true that you'll need to do some reading on the subject, but you don't have to be intimidated by someone who says they're a research scientist and an evolutionist. For instance, God asked Job, "Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth?" In other words, God really said, "Were you there?" This is one of the questions I teach children to ask whenever someone says they believe in millions of years. And you know it works. A friend of mine told me how he once was arguing with an evolutionary geologist. This evolutionist went on and on for ages about the layers of rocks and millions of years. And finally my friend said to the man, "Were you there?" The geologist was dumbfounded. Don't be afraid to defend the book of Genesis.
We'd really like to help you defend and study the book of Genesis by reading our free series of booklets, most of them written by Ken Ham, available on our radio website, AnswersRadio.com. You'll be equipped and built up in your faith when you go to AnswersRadio.com.